Sunday Meditation, March 17th, 2002. Question today has to do with what at least we in the group have perceived as a lot of individual personal energy getting moved around, a lot of chances for change. People seem to be dealing with issues that they've let go for a while. There seem to be also some new issues popping up. There seems to be, in general, just a lot of energy that is available to be used now as catalyst for spiritual growth. And we would like Quo's comment on whether or not this might be a correct perception, and if so, what are the opportunities that are being offered when we have so much energy available to us?
We are those of the principle known to you as Nukuro, and we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We serve that creator as best we know, and at the stage of our own maturity, that service is oriented at this time in offering thoughts to those who seek them among your peoples through instruments such as this one. It is, in our estimation, the best way we have of sharing information without infringing upon free will. And we greatly appreciate and thank each of you who has come to make a circle this day. For your seeking is what calls us to your group. As always, we ask only that you use your discrimination in valuing our thoughts. For all things that we say are truthful as far as we know, yet truth is ever a subjective and limited item which appears in one guise and then in another as the rounds of experience become cycles and the cycles become octaves. We cannot say what will resonate to you of the words this instrument chooses from our concept. Were we able to speak with each entity telepathically, we would be more sure that our thoughts were helpful because we can link in with the dynamics of any one entity. However, this instrument asks for universal information, and it is at that level that we wish to speak. Consequently, we speak always to a group, and each entity within the group has a unique way of processing the information that comes to it. Consequently, each of you has a slightly different truth, a slightly different universe, a somewhat eccentric take on the construct which this instrument calls consensus reality. You seem to share one world between each of you, and in truth, so you do. Yet each of you creates that universe, and therefore each of you creates a different universe. So be careful as to what truth you accept as your own. Be sure that it rings loud and clear. And if it does not, leave it behind, for we would not be a stumbling block before you. You ask this day about the impression that each within the group has had that there is an enhanced amount of energy available for working consciousness. And we would confirm that this is indeed so. And we are glad to speak about it, although it is easy to oversimplify this very interesting line of thinking. The experiences that this instrument has had have been somewhat alarming to it, indeed, because recently the personal guidance of this entity, this which she has always called the Holy Spirit, has begun to express through her instrument while she and the one known as Jim are in meditation. Whereas formerly this entity spoke to this instrument in silence. This entity indeed inquired about this recently within the personal meditation. And we would confirm that which this instrument received, and that is simply that. Because of decisions which this instrument has made, because of choices that this instrument has made to support those decisions, having to do with the concept of being a responsible minister or priest. This entity has allowed its channel to open to a far greater extent than was previously possible. Each entity's guidance system is quirky. It is quirky along the lines of love and loyalty and friendship and devotion. All of those positive emotions that feed into a sense of safety and well-being. Thusly, this instrument has found faces for that guidance which she calls the Holy Spirit. And these faces have changed as this instrument's needs have changed. Currently, this instrument's faces are friendly, familiar, loved, even adored, and much appreciated. Thusly, when the connection is purified of all dross of fear and fear-based emotion, that connection with one who has passed on or with one who is physically present upon the planet takes on the possibility of being used as the face of guidance. Many entities wish for a name. This entity's mind works with pictures. Consequently, this entity receives many pictures. And guidance will always have a face for this instrument. The situation in general at this time is that the people of your planet have entered planetary fourth density. The labor is ongoing of the planet itself. However, the vibrations have changed. The energy has changed. And you are experiencing the dawn of that which some call fourth density, that which some call fifth density. It is the density of love or understanding. In this environment, guidance is ever closer and ever more powerful to help. In this environment, emotions and desires call forth the appropriate vibration of guidance. That is to say, entities at this particular time have a maximum ability to polarize positively or negatively. All guidance is not positive. the guidance comes because of the vibration of calling that is sent out. This is as if one were a radio listener who was tuning that radio, which was the self, looking for the best station, the most pleasant and the most desired station within that band of vibration which carries the radio wave. Whatever signal is put out has the potential of a tremendously enhanced and enlarged response. May we say that your planet at this time is fascinating to many, many entities within your inner planes who have come here to observe and some hopefully to help. There are many positive and negative entities very interested in the harvest at this time upon your planet. It is not that the present and this next decade, as this instrument has been receiving lately, is the beginning of the end. Rather, it is the end of the end. And what we are saying is that at this time, and for approximately the next decade, what you will see within the earth plane is an increasing transparency of desire to guidance, so that efficacy of guidance becomes ever more efficient. And further, we are saying that once it is realized that there is extra help available, and it may be asked for help, and help may be received, then the effect can even be squared and squared again and increased exponentially. So there is a tremendous amount of positive energy available, what this instrument would call angelic energy available, for those who seek to purify their emotions and to see into their desires, to the heart of desire. Those who are doing that, focusing and learning of self, shall indeed find miracles occurring. Peace becoming possible within the heart. All of the fourth density environment is available within the mind's eye, within the chambers of that sacred chamber within the heart, which is the metaphysical heart, the seat of the one infinite creator within each of you. As you are able more and more to come into a state of trust and faith, as you are able more and more to find the heart of self, the heart of desire, the heart of service, that which means love and positivity to you personally, the more you shall receive tremendous angelic or positive guidance, the more you shall see helpful coincidences occurring, the more you shall see evidence of unseen hands at work. On the other hand, those who choose to identify this energy as that which has to do with fear, or power that cannot be controlled, which results in fear, the more such entities will become confused and misguided, and the more situations will increase exponentially to give more opportunities for negative catalysts. So it is not the catalyst that is the work of this additional energy that is in the earth plane at this time. The energy is there and is available to the spirit within, to the soul that you are, as you work on whatever catalyst you receive. That guidance does not have to do with the catalyst. The guidance has to do with you. Catalyst is an interesting subject in itself. For there is the impression that there are some things that are excellent and there are some things that are terrible, and then there are many things in between. And each within this room knows pretty much what those things might be. Pain is bad, pleasure is good. Yet we say to you that this can be easily subverted. Not because entities wish to become confused and misguided, but because your surface cultural environment has a somewhat negative bias at this time. Entities function according to fear. Consequently, almost all of incoming catalysts left to itself will have somewhat of a negative spin. Thusly, it is not catalyst that is positive or negative. This instrument has gone through much in the way of surgery within the last season of your year. Was this a negative experience? Emphatically not. For this instrument, it was a blessed and inspiring time of study and healing. It is just as easy to have great difficulty and find great negative emotion when experiencing what the outer world would think of as positive catalyst, as it is to experience the same difficult negative emotions because of seemingly negative catalyst. Any catalyst gives one an entry into a full range of response. And guidance has to do with the mechanism of the entity attempting to discover how to look at its own thoughts and its own responses. Guidance helps an entity take a longer point of view and see into interior patterns that are not necessarily obvious upon the surface. Often guidance will come secondhand and indirectly through those very flesh and blood angels that are about each of you every day. The friends and the family that seem to be either good or evil, yet are all equally perfect souls in perfect expression in terms of their own universes. And the one known as Steve has a good grasp on this aspect of that which we are saying because of having a nature which is more inclined to be philosophical than reactive. And this is a gift which many entities have brought into incarnation with them to help them deal with the discomfort of living upon a planet that is somewhat more negative than their native vibrations. However, those who seem to be very negative also often are expressing pain and negative emotion when they deal with each other because of being in the interior of self, extremely sensitive and very much in pain because of the same sensitivity to vibration as those who are expressing positively. The mood of an entity does not indicate an entity's basic polarity. It is more subtle than that by far, and much more a matter of that which goes on well below the surface of thinking. However, when an entity realizes that there is help available, then it is that there is the possibility of linking conscious mind and subconscious or unconscious mind, so that the guidance may come from the deeper part of self and appear above the surface of that threshold of awareness. It usually comes in a still small voice of silence that this instrument has opened a larger channel to a conscious word-based form of guidance. Is simply a function of its long years of work in this area. The guidance said to this entity and to the one known as Jim, "You are now able to listen to our words because you are tough. You have become tough enough to listen and yet make your own conclusion. Thusly, we are free to speak." Each of you needs to be tough, to hew to your own sense of things, to seek your own guidance, and to see all of those that come within your purview as equally valid and valuable, regardless of how they are expressing. This is your gift to each. The level of awareness with which you see them, hear them, and understand them. What can you do for another? You can see another. You can empathize with another. You can love another. You can forgive and accept another. These things are ineffable. They are not quantitative. Often they cannot be spoken. But we assure you that they can be felt and that they can help. And when the desire is to help, then intercession goes up and the prayer is offered for those entities that you see in pain, that they may resolve their issues and that they may come to a new balance and a new awareness that does not give them so much pain. These prayers are very effective. These very invisible and very silent voices that speak in the house of prayer have a real effect within the entities for whom prayer is offered. Trust then, when there is concern, to turn it from anger, grief, or whatever other emotion does not feel as if it were the emotion of the true heart, to prayer. For turning to prayer, turning to hope that another individual's suffering may be alleviated, is that turning to the love within the self and the worth within the other self that is not expressing at the moment, but that remains the truth of that entity. It is not always necessary that all entities know the truth. This instrument heard just yesterday that the subconscious works, psychologically speaking, without the necessity for words. That is, if one person knows something and is able to make a subconscious contact with another person, what one person knows will become what another knows also. Trust this level of metaphysical reality because it forms that reality which you speak of as a physical illusion or Maya. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim as energy begins to wane for this instrument and this group. In order that we might address any questions that remain upon the minds of those present, we greatly thank you again and leave this instrument thanking it also. In the love and in the love of the one creator, queen and transfer, if you do one of them, that's Jim. We are those of Akul.
Greet each again in love and in life through this instrument. May we ask if there might be another query of a shorter nature at this time?
I kind of had a question relating to the initial discussion on our seemingly dysfunctional family affairs. My wife has desire to help her family as best she can in working with us, and it seems with her brother is really blown up in her face, and when the desire to help another in this case does kind of fall flat on its face. You have any suggestions on how to help, what to do, where to go, what to say?
I am cool. I'm aware of your query, my room. We do not specialize in the attempt to unravel the personal tangle of perceptions as a normal part of our service to those of this planet. However, we may speak in some general terms. In this particular case, it is not often easy to determine when one has been of service, when one looks at any particular situation. For all experience is in motion. This is to say that as one step is taken in a particular direction, in the uncovering of personal blockages of energy, shall we say, that the step shall be recognized as that which is helpful. For oftentimes, the momentary experience and expression of growth may seem difficult and be beneficial, may seem beneficial and yet prove difficult at a later date. In this instance, where there has been the emotional tear in a relationship, it would seem that the effort to assist has failed. And yet, is this true? If an entity, in this case, the brother of the one known as Cindy, moves himself to a point of distress and expresses this distress in a public fashion, as was done. Perhaps there is in this expression a movement of energy which was necessary, yet difficult, aided by those around this entity, so that this entity might experience what you would call a traumatic experience, and share this trauma with the one known as Cindy, and with others as well, then can one say that there has been no movement in this entity's growth and in the growth of those about it? For indeed there has been movement. There has been the experience and the sharing of intense emotion. That there has not been a resolution in your terms at this time may be interpreted as failure. Yet, is this true? It cannot be said with certainty, not even by those of Quam. For the future is mazed by free will. We see possibilities. We see possibilities of great growth for all concerned, depending upon current and future choices. The stage has been set. Parts have been assigned. Roles are being played. Ancient energies are being expressed. There is the opportunity for further efforts in this endeavor. Do not ever feel that failure is all that is possible to determine from a situation in which anger has played a large part. Growth comes in many packages, my brother. Keep the heart open, the mind clear, the effort ever strengthened by the will to serve where possible. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, not right now. Would like to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're wearing your green.
We are those of course. And we are indeed green with envy at the opportunity that each of you has within your illusion to celebrate such occasions and to move in the mysterious ways that are ever possible within the third density, where the veils are so present within each experience. We thank you, my friend. Is there another query at this time?
No.
I'd like to ask a kind of open-ended question, because the catalyst for the question is the private guidance that I've gotten that seems to me to be somewhat ego-centered, having to do with being a prophet of Mary, a prophet of the New Testament, a prophet of Sophia. These things that I've heard recently, I've seen many groups go down a bad road, starting with some identified part of buying into some existing mythology and then painting oneself into a corner out of which one cannot go. I very much don't want to participate in anything of this vibration, and I simply would appreciate your response to my concern.
I am poor, and am aware of your query, my sister. As we said to the one known as Steve, it is not our specialty to speak in specific terms to personal questions that are of pivotal importance in one's growth. However, to this query we may speak but briefly, for there is great possibility for infringement in this area of your concern. You have been, as you are aware, opening yourself to more possibilities for the energies of change, of growth, and of sharing yourself with others. As you have done this, so there has been a response from the time-space portion of yourself in the form of many tendencies, many urgings, many energies that are open-ended, in that you may work with the effort to grow in a number of ways. Mm-hmm. The energies which you have experienced are responding to your invitation. You know well how to challenge such energies and entities, mm-hmm. and have done this without fail. Look then to your own inner guidance, to that hand in whose grasp you place your being. Find there the comfort and security that you seek. We only ask that you return to that which you have chosen as your own North Star, mm-hmm. shall we say. Is there a further query?
Let me just follow up on that, and thank you for that answer, Paul, by saying that then if I had been a practicing Buddhist all my life, I would probably be getting that I was a prophet of whatever energies of that particular belief system would bring one into the heart more. And that because I am a woman, because I am a Christian, probably I am receiving the rays of that energy, which is Jesus Christ, which are especially intimate or fit in with my gender and my personality and so forth. Could you confirm that?
I am quite. of your query, my sister. And we can indeed confirm that which you have spoken well.
So that I do not need to take it literally. I can continue to invite the mystery and not lean on this as some kind of other mission. It's part of the same thing, right?
I am quote. And this is so. Is there a further query?
No, I don't have any further questions at all. I'm real happy. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, cool.
I am quote. And again, we thank you, my sister, for your query, for your concern, and for your fastidiousness. Is there a final query at this time?
No, thank you.
I am quote. And we are most grateful to have been invited to your circle of seeking on this day. It is always a great privilege and an honor for us to join you here. At this time, we shall, with great gratitude, take our leave of this instrument and this group. We thank you each for inviting our presence. We are known to you as those of Quark. Adonai, my friend. Adonai.
Adonai. Anne, Ethel, Ruth, Judy, Cecilia, Alan, Scott, Dana, Lynn, Mike, me, Poopy, Dana, Sonia, Stephen, Marilyn, Barb, Betty, Donna, Lenny, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Kathy Sloan, Sally, Frank and Ethel, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby and Allie, Rakisha, Bill, Archie, and Denise and Bill and Allison. Another request. May the suffering of planet Earth be ameliorated. May we find peace within our hearts, between each other, and the nations of the world. May we bring our planet through to a new heaven and a new earth. I am the circle in you. I hear me. I am the circle in you. I hear me. You united. People, we are one. United. People, we are one. I am the circle in you. I in me. I am the circle in you. I in me. You united. People, we are one. You united. People, we are one.
It's still light.
Oh, it's lovely.